course, would be Gweno. I just think that perhaps there would be some pretty cool bragging rights to have a Welsh language artist win the Mercuries. It would certainly be a first that a non-English language artist would win. And it would be well merited too. I think Gweno is her time has come. But in any case, my fearless prediction is Yard Act. Let's see who wins, mates. Thanks for listening. I'm signing off. Remember, this is Armitage Shanks, and I'm just taking the piss.
Knocked over the whiskey. 90.3 FM, and I'm here with D-Rock.
Hell yeah!
Welcome to the show.
All right, so welcome for this show. Basically, what we did is I met D-Rock. I'm out here in Vancouver. I ran into him. He's an old friend of mine from Halifax, and used to put on a lot of shows and play a lot of music and stuff down there. Very involved in the scene, always has been, and still involved in the scene out here, playing music and stuff. So we got talking, we thought it'd be a good idea to do a show. We did go over to D-Rock's house. He had us over. We ate some food, vegan, delicious food and everything. And we kind of attempted to record an episode there, but it didn't really work out for various reasons. And so D-Rock actually went back in the next morning and recorded all of his talking parts and everything and lined up the music. So it's more of like less of an interview style and more of a sort of explanation from D-Rock himself, which is awesome. And so we're gonna dive into that, and I hope you enjoy. Here he is. Take it away, D-Rock.
Hello, my name is D-Rock. Anyway, from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia originally. I was born in Wallace Heights. We lived there like most of our lives as kids, and we blew up cars, so we got evicted. And yeah, we poured gasoline over a bunch of cars at the BIO, and we got evicted from the place. And probably the best thing we ever did, because we ended up moving out in the Woodlawn area. And when I went to school, I met a bunch of punk rockers. This is probably like 85, 84, 85 or something like that. And, yeah. And one of these guys came up to me. I was wearing a Venom t-shirt. He goes, "Hey, buddy, He goes, you like Venom? I go, yeah, fuck yeah. And I go, what do you listen to? He goes, oh, man, I like GBH, Discharge, Venom. I go, oh, awesome, cool, man. Hey, man, do you want to sing for a band? I said, sure. And I ask him, oh, you're in a band? He goes, yeah. I go, what's the name of your band? He goes, well, we're called the Bloody Gorgons. I go, that's the most stupidest fucking name I heard in my life. I'm in. So anyway, so I started singing for them. And they never had a bass player. So eventually, that year, I got a bass and I started playing bass. So I started playing bass in 1985. And yeah, and I was singing back then. So this is the Bloody Gorgons. So after all that, I started, I was in a band called Dregs of Humanity. We were kind of, I don't know what the hell we were. It's kind of weird, experimental punk rock type stuff like that. It was really cool. I liked it. Anyway, I'm going to put a song on right now. And this is in the 80s. And around that time, we sent a demo in to Maxim Rock and Roll. Maxim Rock and Roll said, gave us a really good review. They said, man, you guys rock, blah, 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 and you sound like the Neos. I said, we don't sound anything like the fucking Neos. Neos are fucking gods. But anyway, I think the only reason why they said that is because I put a bunch of live tracks by System Shit at the time in 88. It was our Noisecore demo. I wish I still had that, but I don't. Maxim Rock and Roll still do if they have the tape. Oh, man, I'd love to get that. But anyway, yeah, we heard this band called Sore Throat back in 88. It was doing some tape trading. And I was like, ah, fuck, I love this shit. This is great. And yeah, and that's pretty well how System Shit started. It was never meant to be serious or anything. Anybody could be in System Shit and like that. It was never meant to take off like it did. Ba 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 It was about 1989. I was approached by two people I didn't know, Derek Hiltz, Rob, and they came to me and they said, hey man, I heard you played bass. I read a review in Maximum Rock and Roll. They gave a great review, and could I get a copy of the demo? I go, yeah, sure. And they're in a band. They're going to call themselves the Shitheads. So that was in 89. I joined them, and we started jamming. We were like old 77 punk rock type stuff like that. We had a great jam. We kept on going, which is kind of funny. I'm going to play you some Shitheads. Like, the shit had morphed into the Chits and System Shit. Like, when we split up, it started two bands. Like, the Chits were amazing. Amazing hardcore band in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And our singer, later on singer, by the way, because we started as a three-piece with the Shitheads. But our singer went to the Chits, started playing bass. And the drummer went to the Chits. Our guitar player went to System Shit with me. So that's the reason why System Shit got started all over again. Because we kind of morphed into that band and made it a more serious thing. So anyway, I'm going to play some System Shit songs. Yeah.
Listen to CKUT 90.3 FM, 27th Hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder. Listen to D-Rock out of Vancouver telling his story.
Around this time, I was in a band called Abhorrent. So this is like 88, 89 or something like that. We were a total grindcore band. We started out doing Discharge covers and stuff like that. I mean, who hasn't done that? But it kind of morphed. We're totally into bands like Doom, Extreme Noise Terror, Old Napalm Death, Sore Throat, Deviated Instinct, a bunch of other shit like that. And anyway, it was a pretty noisy band. We played a lot of shows. They changed their name to Gorbage later on, and around that time is when I started doing a lot of crazy bands, like lots of them. I was like probably in 5-6 fucking bands. I was in a band called Sloth. I was doing System Shit. I was doing Shitheads. I was doing Gorbage. Well, Abhorrent at the time. So like, yeah, it was a big mess of bands I was in. Anyway, this is some Abhorrent. Later on, we did a side project called Disabuse. We didn't sound anything like a diss band. This is like 1990 or something like that. We spelt our name just like Discharge. We knew there's another. We knew there were bands called Disabuse. We just didn't care. We'll be right back. It's like, I'm in a band right now called Officer Down. We know there's like 5-6 other bands called Officer Down. Do we give a shit? No. It's like, we're Officer Down from Vancouver. So that's the way I look at it. You know, fuck everyone else. Who cares? But anyway, Disabuse was, I really liked that band. A guy in Germany put out a 12-inch for us. Later on in the future, he listened, wow, this is so cool, it's so old and so cool, like, and he put both demos out, which is available on Rodel Records in Germany. Anyway, enough of that. I'm going to play you some Disabuse. Anyway, as time went on, I have so many bands. I don't even know when to begin what bands I was in. There's so many. Like, I'm not kidding. Since from back when I first started till now, I'd say about 100. I am not kidding. It's like fucking... I was that bored, and that's what it did to me. Like, it gave me a release. It was a good thing to do. Anyway, I'm going to just play a whole bunch of bands like I've been in. And, you know, some I'll mention about, some I won't. It's, they just, whatever. They were all fun. That's the main thing. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to CQT 90.3 FM and the 27th Hour of Chaos, Order, and Disorder. It's Monday night, as we are here every Monday night. Tonight, like I said, we're listening to a friend of mine, D-Rock, out in Vancouver that I ran into. And he's talking about his whole discography over time, which is awesome. And, you know, you can always find us on Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, if you're looking for more information. And with that being said, I'll let the man continue.
Anyways, like I played you a bunch of Nova Scotia bands. Yeah, I mean, that was a time and a half. I moved out of there. I got sick of the place, and I moved to Vancouver. I've been here for like 17 years, and yeah, I'm still playing. I will never quit. Anyway, these are some Vancouver bands I'm doing. A lot of them are defunct. But, yeah, this is some of the shit I've done. Anyway, enjoy this.
Do what you gotta do.
Okay.
I'm gonna make it right, going to stand again. I'm a gun that I got my hands on.
Just because I moved to Vancouver didn't mean I lost touch of my Halifax roots. I mean, every time I go back, I'm still in existence. And we still play shows and we put out records. And existence basically started as Disabuse and in the early 90s. And it's a continuation of it. So anyway, I'm going to play the newest existence stuff that we have right now. And then I'm going to go on to like the projects I did. Anyway, when I moved to Vancouver, I made a lot of changes in my life. One of the biggest changes I've ever made was I went vegan, and I've been vegan for the last 17 years. And I am vegan for the animals, and I always will be, and I'll never change. And I started up a record label called Veganic Records, and basically it's a band camp venture, whereas all the money made, and all the bands know this, goes directly into vegan legions, and the money goes directly into animal sanctuaries worldwide. So I've been doing this for a long time, raising money for them and like that. They're pretty damn happy about that. And, you know, it's great that I can actually do this. I got some bands from all around the world. And I met up with a guy. His name is Rat. He played in a band called Crap Cop Skulls. And I knew his other buddy that used to sing for them, Crap Cop Pants, Jono. He was a vegan too. And anyway, I did a project with Rat, and like he was in a band called Statement, and like yeah, he's in a lot of bands. He's been in bands since '85 and like that. He's an old school motherfucker. Yeah, he's great. Anyway, I'm gonna play like three projects he did: Bludgeoned, Leaders, and Species Denied. All of them are vegan themed. And, I really love these bands. We had a great time doing this, and we got more coming on the way. And, yeah, check out our band camp, Veganic Records. We got a lot of stuff up. And just remember that if you're vegan or not, just remember that you're supporting animal sanctuaries every time you buy this. None of the bands see the money. None of us care about that. We're more about the animals, and we always will be about the animals. Anyway, take care. Thank you, Doug, for letting me do this. It's been a pleasure, and it was great to see you out in Vancouver. I love you to death, brother. Take care, and take care out there. We're not just vegan, now the dead word. The force is for the animal, but not the one dead. We don't love for animal rights. To crush the stump and get the fall. You have a choice, I will have none. Become a vegan, united as one. Never give in, give up on this way. This is about the end of our guys. Go!
The choice is in your hands, the love you can give.
Show, and we definitely appreciate you taking the time to put that together and an amazing retrospective, and no doubt lots of great music to come. So the time left, so I'm gonna just go back and list off the songs that he played for anybody that wants to go back and check stuff out. First track was The Bloody Gorgons with Fuck, Dregs of Humanity, Let Me Go, System Shit, Are the Shitheads, Wanna Be, System Shit, Spite, Words No Actions, Draft the Politicians. I think that was three System Shit songs. After that we heard Abhorrent with War, Disabuse, Scarred for Life and Neglect, Carnage Family, Mud, Dog Bite, Every Night, Moronic Plague, Rollins is an Idiot, Slitch, Demons, Plundering Sons, Junkie, Urban Rejects, Boot Their Heads In, Snotball, what do we got here? Snotball, I lost my spot. Oil, Mate Spawn Die, Sick of You, See You Right, The Gagged, Arg, Drunk Tank, Skeleton Dance, Last Remnants, Never Know, and then Existench with Depravity, Bludgeoned, Our Path, Leaders, Stand Up.
CKUT 90.3 FM. We're broadcasting out of Montreal, Quebec. You're listening to Harmony Express. This is your host Celia kicking things off. Gonna be joined tonight by Nicholas, aka Michel Azur, and a very, very special guest. All the way from New York City, Symbolic. The crowds are cheering. Fresh off of playing a truly heavenly